Support for podcasting on KBIA comes from Boone County National Bank. We know you're in a hurry. That's why we have 16 banks and 23 ATMs all over town. No matter where you are, you'll find a Boone County National Bank to serve all your financial needs. Plus, with online banking, you don't even have to leave home to manage your money. The most convenient bank in town and a friendly smile, too. That's Boone County National Bank. Member FDIC. Visit us in person or online at boonebank.com today.
Welcome to Radio Friends. It's Wednesday, April the 25th, and there's so much going on in our community. In fact, there's so much going on in our community that we're going to tell you about an event, two events that are happening tomorrow night that you want to, hopefully you want to go to both of them. Let's start, first of all, with Doris Ross, Assistant League and Job Point. You're having your 24th annual comedy night, right?
Hi. Welcome. Welcome, Paul.
Yeah. Tell me about that.
Well, we're having our event at Deja Vu Comedy Club starting at 5:30, Thursday the 26th of April, with five local headliners, local comedians.
Do you know who they are off the top of your head?
Oh, yeah. We have Carla Despain, who was with the Columbia Public School for board. And then we have Barb Glenn from Missouri Cotton Exchange. We have Bob Pugh. We have Mike Kelly, voice of the Tigers, and we have Todd Donahoe from also sportscaster.
And they're all going to be doing their bits of comedy.
They're going to try to make us laugh. They say the average adult only laughs 15 times a day, and children laugh like 300 or 400 times.
So adults only laughed about 15 times a day?
That's what
they say. So hopefully you'll get all of your quotas of laughs in for a year.
And more, because it's so good for your health.
And this is a fundraiser for
Assistance League of Mid-Missouri and Job Point.
How much are you hoping you'll raise?
We hope to raise over $40,000.
$40,000?
And that will be split.
Tomorrow night? $40,000?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's going to be great. We expect about 350 people, and we're going to have a live auction. The main thing is our national headliner is Taylor Mason, and he's a local, he's a national comedian, and he's a ventriloquist and a musician. He's opened for the Beach Boys and Elton John, and I mean, just awesome entertainer.
Okay. So tell people how they, the time, place, and how much?
At Deja Vu Comedy Club, the tickets are $60 in advance or $75 at the door. We'll be glad to sell them a ticket. The event starts at 5:30. The actual show starts at 7 p.m.
Okay.
So we hope they'll come and enjoy a good laugh.
All right. Thank you, Doris, for coming by.
Thank you, Paul.
Now I got my friend Kathy Salter sitting right over here. Yeah. She's got an event going on the same night. And this is where, Kathy?
This is at the Montminy Art Gallery. That is in the Boone County Museum and Galleries in Nifong Park. And for the past month and a half, we have had a wonderful show of art by Robert Bussebarger, who taught at the University of Missouri for 40 years. He retired in 1990. He's almost 90 years old. And he is a painter and a sculptor, a ceramicist. And we have... The walls in the gallery are just filled with his beautiful work. And we had a reception for him last month, and we are having a closing reception tomorrow from 5:30 to 7:30. So anyone who has already purchased pieces of his work can come and take them home with them tomorrow evening during the reception. The last reception we had for him, people came and no one left.
Really?
There were former students, neighbors, friends. It was really quite wonderful. So it's a celebration of his life and his work. And the show will be up. The exhibit will be up until the end of the month.
Till the end of April.
Of April. And June, we will have Billy O. O'Donnell's I forgot to tell you I was going to hand you a book.
Yeah, that's okay.
Billy O. O'Donnell's beautiful painting, Missouri, the counties plein air. 115 canvases for which he won a governor's award.
Oh,
he just won. Every single page is one of the paintings that will be
beautiful
on the wall.
Where do you happen to know where this painting?
This painting is from Mississippi County. I'm so glad you asked, because the page across from it tells you
exactly where
all you need to know about that county.
If you'd like to see what we're talking about, go to KBIA.org, click on talk shows, and click on Radio Friends, and you can watch this segment. And we've got a picture of one of the paintings. In fact, it's a beautiful book. Can I just open it to anything?
It's a spectacular show. These were all painted over a seven-year period. Mm-hmm. Billy O. went to every county in Missouri. There's 114.
Yeah.
Plus, he did one of St. Louis County. And he picked some place, some scene that he thought characterized that county.
Yeah. Okay, we've got, where is this?
This, we're looking at this one here. Is Pemiscot County.
Okay, that's beautiful.
And Platte County.
Okay. Again, go to KBIA.org and watch this segment because you can see the beautiful pictures that we're talking about.
Some are done from inside barns. One is in Pierce City. A week after it was painted, Pierce City had a tornado, and that street is gone now. So this is going to become, these paintings are going to become a historic remembrance of this period of time in Missouri's history. He's the new Thomas Hart Benton or... Bingham of Missouri.
Now, these will be on display starting
for two months.
2 months, starting
beginning in May and June.
Okay.
We'll have a reception in early June for the artist, and then he is going to do a workshop for beginning painters.
Okay.
So.
And when will that be?
To be announced.
Okay. So there's all kind. There's so many things going on.
So maybe I can come back and tell you all about that once we nail all that down.
I would love to have you. I would love to have you come back. Actually, you don't need an excuse to come back. You're just welcome all the time.
Well, thank you very much. You make us all feel welcome.
Why don't you give a little detail about some of the other things that are available to see at the
Montminy Art Gallery? You can go and see the 100-year history of the Girl Scouts. There is a fabulous exhibit of memorabilia from different camps. That one that Sabra Tolmeyer, who's in her, she's wonderfully youthful, early 80s.
Yes,
she walked
she's
in. 80? She walked in and said, "I went to camp there when I was a Girl Scout."
Yeah.
My Girl Scout sash is in there with my. My little badges for cooking or camping or whatever.
So there's a lot.
Gosh, it's now already ancient.
Not really. So, Kathy.
And then there is a Civil War exhibit that people from Iowa are coming to see because they've heard about it.
Well, thank you so much for coming and sharing the information with us today. So the event is tonight.
Tomorrow night.
And Doris Ross, your 24th annual comedy night is tomorrow night, too. So there's all kinds of good things going on.
So married couples can have one go to one and one go to the other.
Got it. A show directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio, Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Danny Madison. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And to watch this program, you really should, to see those pictures, go to KBIA.org. See you. Bye-bye.